Now, dear God, we do thank you, Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus, that we have been moved by grace to ask you today to have your way. Lord, may we magnify you and your wonderful Son only. May we come into communion with you and sup with you in a way that, Lord, you haven't brought us yet before. Lord, our expectation is in you. Lord, we know that from there comes our help. Oh, Lord, you're our high tower. Lord, you're our shield and buckler. Lord, you're everything. Jesus, help us to know, Lord, what you are to us. Lord, how you see us. Most importantly, your great love wherewith we are loved. Bring us into that unity today. Bring us into the love that will never let us go. Shed it abroad in our heart this morning. We ask for your Holy Spirit's anointing upon this place, these people, this word, every life. Encourage us in you. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, and again, I'm so thankful to say, let us open our Bibles. You ever go to a place that doesn't open their Bibles? That's not a place to be. So let's open our Bibles today, and we'll go to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. And I think you'll see how these songs, I just trusting the Lord, but again, what we're reading today, how exceeding abundant He is. So, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. What a verse. Exceeding? Nope. Exceeding abundantly? No. Exceeding abundantly above? Almost there. Exceeding abundantly above all. We have a God that loves us. We have a God that is so in touch and so in care and so for us, brothers and sisters. And I know by His grace that we thrill today to hear that verse. I do believe it. I'm so thankful again over and over throughout my years in this assembly that God has brought that verse forth through this pulpit, through so many. But thank God that again He was speaking to me. Thank God again He's speaking to you. Again, we're here as a people, as we were making note of Friday, but you know what? God speaks to individuals, and He's speaking to you today. He's speaking to each and every one of us. And praise God, this is what He is telling us, is that it can be this exceeding, it can be this abundantly, it can be this above, it can be this all. Praise God. And how we thrill to hear it. But I have to say this so often, I know in my own life, and I'm hopeful I am speaking with maybe two or three here today, but in my own life, I often walk around without this effectual working blessing in my life. And I have to tell you, He tells us the reason why in this scripture. And the reason is, brothers and sisters, I think we always read and love to hear exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, but you have to read the rest of the verse. It says, according to the power that worketh in us. And according is a big word. According is found over and over again throughout the Word of God. Most notably, again, in Romans 8:28, according. That word means in as much as. So let's go back and read it again. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, in as much as the power that works in us. Bottom line is, brothers and sisters, we're never going to have and realize the exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think life. Blessing without the power. It's never going to be there. You can think about it. You can want it. You can wonder about it. But as we've been glorying in, you're either going to be a powerhouse or you're going to be powerless. And that's the truth. And God wants to build a powerhouse in you. He does. He wants nothing more in your life than a powerhouse. And we're going to rejoice in it today. And first of all, I want you to know that that word power is not just power. See, again, this is the exceeding abundant God. And that word power there means the abundance of His might. It means extreme power. We get the word dynamite from that. And I'm going to tell you, it means to set something off. And God wants to set something off in your life. And He wants to set something off in your life today. He does. He wants that today. He wants you today to have this kind of fellowship. And this power that He wants to set off is nothing short of the fire of the Holy Ghost power in our requests unto God. In our requests unto God. What's it talking about here? What we ask or think. I'm talking about prayer. Praise God. And I am talking about the real powerhouse prayer. You see, so often, and this is what this verse is encouraging us, so often we ask way below, way short of our privileges that we have in Christ Jesus. Yes, we do. We're not taking full advantage of this. Last week's sermon touched on it, and it touches on why we don't do this. We have got to know, brothers and sisters, the endless grace of God that is so freely available to us in that throne room. What is the throne room? It's grace. It's everything. Oh, praise God. It's mine in there. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. I went in there one day and I realized, Lord, it was just like You said. It's mine. And I'm thankful. I'm taking Him at His word. I'm believing Jesus. That's the power. That's the very power, is believing what He tells us to. I'm telling you, I found something so great in there. I found I've got an endless supply of that wondrous dynamite. I found by the grace of God, all I need to do is to let it do its work in me, to let it go off by the grace of God, to put my confidence in it. What do you think confidence is? It's faith. It's just believing Him. Lord, it's there for me. It's not just for that brother or that sister out there or that one that seems to live a life that's so full of blessing. You said, Lord, that I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Those are Yours. Those are Yours. And yes, by the grace of God, we're going to fight that good fight of faith. And God has encouraged me to encourage His people today that we're going to fight the good fight of faith. And He's going to open our eyes in that power that it's all blessings. It's all the spiritual blessings in the heavens. Don't let the enemy get you to doubt that there isn't a one of those that doesn't have your name on it. Now, you can say, oh brother, that sounds so wonderful, but what are you talking about? No, I mean it. I understand that. A lot of times the Spirit speaks to us, but He needs to speak. Praise God. He wants to speak to all of us. Well, I'm talking about a power today. I'm talking about the power of His might that works in us. This is the Holy Ghost working power, brothers and sisters. This is the very Holy Ghost working power that Christ Jesus was talking about, and that He left and He departed to be with the Father in order to give us. In John 14:12, it tells us, and this is Jesus' words, He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, pay attention is what He's saying. Verily, verily, this is urgent. You need to receive this of Me. He that believeth on Me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Listen to those words. He that believeth on Me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Greater works than these shall he do. Jesus said that. And Jesus said it about you. And you, and you. Yes, He did. Oh, yes, He did. And I know what you're thinking. There's just no way. There's no way he could have said that about me. And I said, you know what? I can understand the thinking, but see, Jesus has got everything covered. Isn't that wonderful? He does. It's beyond you. It's beyond me, isn't it? And it's called grace. Thanks be to God for that throne room of grace. I go in there and I'm going to get that power to live that. I'm going to get that power in order to get through that. Praise God. I don't have to be willy-nilly about things. I can have boldness. Brother David, I'm just so thankful again how he encouraged me. He said, he has enlarged my steps. Oh, he's enlarged my steps. I'm getting bold in Jesus. I'm being thankful that I'm allowing him by grace to get me to believe him at his word and to say, Lord, I know that that is for me. I know that's for me. I'm not going to worry about what so-and-so may say, because I know it's not a person that's saying that anyways. That's just that spiritual wickedness all comes from that old devil, and I understand that. Just trying my faith. Old devil, you didn't realize that God's got you there for a specific reason to bring me forth in my faith more precious than gold. See, even the old devil can't help but do. Did you realize that? He can't help but do what God only allows him to do. Oh, he's got him. But most importantly, he's got you. And the sweet Lord has got us. And his tender mercies are all about us. And he wants to bring us in to this wonderful power. I'm telling you, praise be to God, it's getting so good. Now let's get over to Romans chapter 8. Let's go over there. We're going to go to the 26th verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says there that likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. You need help? Get the Spirit power. Hallelujah. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Boy, listen to that. You don't even know. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You don't know what to ask. Now, a lot of people read that verse and they just throw up their hands and think, oh no, what am I going to do? See, instead you should be throwing up your hands and saying, thank you, Jesus. It's on you. It's on you. I am your workmanship. Let God turn this around for you. This is the grace of God that's working. It's not you. It's not any of us here today. It's God working in you. And praise be to God, he will get this done in our lives. All we do is give it to him. It's above what we could ask or think. But those three wonderful words there, but the Spirit. But the Spirit, isn't that wonderful? But the Spirit, praise God, he makes intercession for us. And don't think that word to be too big. Intercession, it just means approaches God in prayer for us. Sometimes you feel too low to pray. Say, Lord, it's sounding like brass to me. You got a Spirit. Hallelujah. And he comes in, and there's often times I just go to my knees and say, Lord, I don't know what to say. And as I know his word, I'm so encouraged. I say, thank you for that moment, Lord. Thank you for these moments that I don't know, because these are the greatest times, because your Spirit's taken over. I'm just here by faith. I can't see nothing going on. I can't feel anything. Everything looks dark to me. I don't think anything's really happening right now, Lord. But you have brought me here, and I'm on my knees before you, and I'm trusting you in your word. And you told me that if, Lord, I come to you believing, you will send that Spirit, and it'll give me power, and I can pray and praise God. You're making intercession for me. You're going in the presence of the throne for me. You're there for me, knowing what I need. And I don't need to worry, because God, you have given it to me in your Spirit. Now that is the power. That is the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is the power of his Holy Spirit and what he can bring to us. Oh, hallelujah. This word groanings, that's exactly what it is. These are feelings beyond expression. Groanings, they're beyond expression, they're beyond words. Now is it kind of coming together for you why he gives you a prayer language even? Praise God, as Brother Paul said, I would hope to understand that. I would hope that he would give me that gift. But even so, Lord, if I don't, I'm just going to sing these praises to you. Because you know what? Even if I understand it or not, my wonderful Spirit, hallelujah, that you've given me is instructing me by faith to trust you. That you are bringing my petitions and praises, hallelujah, that you're putting in my life that are perfect and pleasing and acceptable to you. He's a God that loves us so, isn't he? I'm excited how he does this. I feel like I'm stepping into something that's just so boundless, so fathomless. The wealth, the riches, sister, I'm in love with his love toward me. It's so perfect. It's just so there. He just said, son, trust me in this. Walk this life that I've put before you. You don't need to fear. My perfect love will cast out all that fear. Amen. I know I'm in Jesus' way. I can see it in the Word of God. See, that's something that'll be there. It's just there, you see? I don't need to try to read all these different books. I don't need to go and stand in front of a mirror and tell myself how nice a person or how good I am or how I'm going to go out there today and get it and nobody's going to stop me. I've already got the power there. Do you realize that? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You just got to tap into that. Praise God it's there. I got to stay with it. Oh, hallelujah. See, it's the only way that this life can ever move and operate in the very perfect will of God. Do you see that? Do you know that that's what the Word has called us to? He said, move from the good to the acceptable to even the very perfect will of God. See, that's why I love this wonderful Word. I love this wonderful Christ because he so clearly brings me out of self. I know there is no way that could happen in my life. Naturally speaking, no way. But yet that's his will for me. And if I will step into that, if I will allow him to work his perfect will, I'm going to tell you nothing will stop it. Nothing will. Mm-mm. No. I believe God at his word. And I'm trusting in him that he will bring us through to that place. We got to go on with this. Come on. We got to go to 1 Corinthians. I wasn't going to go there, but I had that verse written down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. We'll go with 9 and 10 here. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, isn't that mighty? Hallelujah. It hasn't been in the ear. It hasn't been in the eye. It hasn't even entered in the heart. But you got to keep reading. But God. But God. See, there was something better, wasn't there? Do you realize you'll read in the Word of God, it wasn't even for those brothers and sisters in the Old Testament times for them to see. They wanted to look into it. They wanted to see. Book of Hebrews talks all about it. The better, the better, the better. You are a blessed people. You are a blessed people, and he is bringing us in to the very best, the very greatest moment, the very sweetest hour of this communion of what he wants to have for his son. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Isn't that amazing? But the Spirit. By the Spirit. We need it. We need it. We need to seek that company. We need to seek that teacher. We need to seek that instruction. We need to seek that indwelling. Oh, yes, filled with the Spirit is a wonderful thing. But praise be to God, we can be full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm getting full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, hallelujah. And in that, and by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Amen. The depths of His heart. That's the ability, that's the reason that we can go there. That's the reason we can. Yes, we can. Lay claim to His promises for us. That, Lord, You did call us out. And You said, come out from among them and be ye separate. You said, come into that holy of holies and you sup with Me. And there I showed you what was there. That cherubim was there looking over that mercy seat from way back there. I showed you there was a bride. She was there all along. Don't think I had pointed her out. All throughout the Word of God from the very beginning. It wasn't good for man to be alone. It wasn't good for my son to be alone. He needs a wife. And yea, the deep things of God are coming out. And they're mine, and they're mine. And I'm embracing, embracing, embracing that they're mine. Oh, how exciting this is. Isn't it wonderful? See, I can know this stuff. And you can know this stuff. See, I can call it stuff because even in the Word of God, remember in David's time, there were those people that stayed with the stuff. And did you know that they got the same inheritance? Praise be to God. Now, all those ones that went out there into battle and did all that other stuff, they were looking, well, they didn't do. They stayed with the stuff. It's all He's called us to do is just stay with the stuff. We've got it. We've got it. Praise be to God. There's no more truth. It's right here. I'm so thankful for that. That was one of the things Brother Hill told me a long time back. He said, son, you've got all the truth. It's there. There's nothing more. He's revealed it. Praise God. It just is so sweet, though, because it does get better. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. But you know, He's got you here, and you know what? He's just revealing more and more and more of Himself to you. Oh, hallelujah, to appreciate Him that much more in glory. But see, here it is, brothers and sisters. He wants it for us and in us, but it's got to be in spirit. It's got to be in spirit. And see, when we're in spirit, we're inspired. We're inspired to live, praise God, to allow this life, this abundant life, to live in us, to come in and again dwell in us. And today I will tell you, if you are not inspired of the things of God, it's because you're not living the in-spirit life. And that's a fact. That's it. It's there for you. You're just choosing not to yield to it. That is simply it. You have it. You do. You need to trust God to bring it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I love. It's nothing that we need to go find. Hallelujah. It is there. See, in spirit, and that's why we want to, by the grace of God, dwell there. Oh, how the benefits just keep pouring in. The Word of God says that in that spirit life, that Holy Spirit, He takes the things of Christ and He makes them mine. Now, do you see where He talked about we are heirs of God? We're heirs of God. As a child of the King, you're an heir of God. Praise the Lord. I'm inheriting from Him right moment that I accepted Christ as Savior. Absolutely. But as I continue to live that in spirit life, I'm telling you, it's joint heirship. He takes the things of Christ and He makes them mine. And the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said throughout all of His types and shadows throughout the Word of God, He said, you know what? If you'll come into this stuff, boy, I'll tell you what, I'll give you up to half of the kingdom. And my half is your half, and your half is my half. Because we're one. Oh, if we would listen to Him. Oh, hallelujah. See, that you can't help but sing. You can't help but sing that song. Hallelujah. Even in the darkest of hours, you can't help but sing that precious song. You see how he's causing us to pray today? Do you see how truly we sang about it? It's always, isn't it? It said praying always. And expecting. See, that's a big thing about prayer. See, that's the believing part. A lot of people like to just request, but they never believe. Mm-hmm. But then it even goes to another part, and it says, in the Spirit. God wants you to have the full power. Because there's going to be times, brothers and sisters, just like Brother David knew, he said, man, Lord, I've just got to encourage myself in the Lord. Everybody's gone. I'm telling you, everybody's kind of given up on me. I'm helpless. I'm hopeless. I got to encourage myself in the Lord. Well, there's going to come a time, and I know it's already been there, you don't even know what to pray for. And let me tell you something, that better be a time you are in spirit. Because he takes over. Hallelujah. Let him take over today. Praise God. See, there was a sweet woman in the Word of God. She didn't get it. Ladies, I'm not picking on you. But a sweet woman, yes, she was a mother, and she was the mother of John and James. And if you know that story, Jesus, she came to him, and he asked her a question about what she desired. And, you know, she gave a response that everybody would think, oh, what a wondrous, earnest and worthy petition that you asked this wonderful Savior. And she just said, well, Lord, well, when you come into thy kingdom, let my sons sit one on the right hand and one on the left. Now, come on, you'd all think, and I'm right there with you. Well, that's a good request. Man, I wish I would have thought of that one. That's good stuff. You know what he said? Woman, you don't even know what you're asking. You don't know what you're asking. And I don't care how good it seems, brothers and sisters. I care how mighty it may appear to you of what you're asking. But let that speak to us. If we are not asking in according to the will and the purpose and the word of God, it's not going to work effectually. Precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble. Precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble. See, all that wood, hay, and stubble, that's the world's choice. It is. That's what the world wants you to choose. That's what the world is calling you to choose. Precious stone, I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, the world doesn't want to have anything to do with. It's something that's not going to be popular with your friends. It's something that's not going to be popular, in a sense, in society. It's not going to be politically correct. But it's going to be spoken and praised from one that has a heart for the things of God. One that's satisfied with our sweet and wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, this is kind of to the point. I'm wrapping it up, but the Lord has put on my heart a burden for us. I really do believe that we're in a great battle. We know that. The Word of God tells us. But we're in a battle with wants and desires that are pulling hard at our life. I really do believe that self-interests, are you listening to that? Self-interests are getting in the way of God's very best. And I'm going to tell you something, in case you didn't know, Jesus is coming soon. He's coming soon. He really is. Hallelujah. All these wonderful signs the Lord that has given us in so many encouraging ways, they really have been fulfilled. He could come at any moment. The cry of peace and safety, I believe, is right on the wing. The need for one to come up and say, oh, I'm going to bring peace here and that all men are going to go after him. It's about upon us. I'm going to tell you, this world is out of control. They don't know what's going on. And I'm telling you, it is about to unfold. But see, we are allowing these self-interests, brothers and sisters, to get in the way of God's very best. We've come to a time, I don't want to be like the children of Israel. Lord, I don't want to go through the Red Sea, I want to go around the Red Sea. No, Lord, I want you to bring me water in a bottle, I don't want the water coming out of a rock. See how crazy that is? You got to let God bring it to you as He wants to. I'm going to tell you, by the grace of God, we as a people better get satisfied with the manna. The manna is the Word of God. We better get satisfied with the manna, or yes, He will give you that quail that you've been asking for, and it'll come right out your nose, it'll make you sick, and it'll even bring you death. Know your word. This is a God we're dealing with, and he's a loving God. But let me tell you again, it is in his Son. His whole plan, his whole purpose is in his wonderful Son and in this word of God. And thank you, Jesus, that we can be satisfied with him alone. Now, on the other hand, there was another sweet sister I just want to mention very quickly. And she so encouraged my heart about this prayer, about being in accordance with the will of God. And she went to the king. And you know what? She did not tell the king what to do. Instead, she said, "You know what, king? If I have found favor in thy sight." Oh, I love that. "If I have found favor in thy sight, and if it please the king." Do you know without faith it's impossible to please God? Let's go back to that. "If I have found favor in thy sight, and if it please the king." See, my sister Esther, your sister Esther. Oh, yes, she's your sister. Praise God. Do you know she's alive today? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit speaking through that wonderful testimony. She was a type. And she was a shadow. And she showed us, praise God, the way to even half of a kingdom. Half of the king's kingdom. Praise God, to joint heirship with Jesus Christ. But most importantly, brothers and sisters, she showed us a way to ravish. Amen. To ravish the very heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, that's what it's about. Oh, I think, Lord, I never want to make light of it, but really in light of your love and being with you, that kingdom, that joint heirship, it's just a fringe benefit. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. I just want to be satisfied with you and you alone. And praise be to God. That's how she ravished his heart. She just submitted. She said, "King, if it be your will, King, if it please you, you do it, Lord." See, this was a lady, she didn't know anything. She was just a little poor orphan girl, wasn't she? But see, she had a Haggai. Yeah, you need to go back and read this story if you don't know where I'm going. Where is he going? Preaching a lot of the Word of God. Praise the Lord, we preach a lot of the Word of God. But she had a Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women. Isn't that wonderful? And she sought his instruction. Didn't do anything but what that sweet one said. Praise the Lord. And she won him. Oh, yes, she did. She won him. She was favored above all. Above all those virgins, he set the royal crown upon her head. It's just too good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now we go back to exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you want that? I do believe by grace we're a people that wants that. Hallelujah. That God has so called us to be all pleasing to him. You ever thought about the Lord rising up and calling you blessed? Brothers and sisters, we got to know how much he loves us. We really do. We're virtuous because we believe him. That's all he's asked. He said, "Just come and feast upon me." And I tell you, it's just bountiful. I'm letting go. The dynamite's starting to come off. It's starting to explode. See, I found my Haggai. I got the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we're going to get into that place of the power going off. People talk about the power of prayer, brothers and sisters. Great statement. Oh, the power of prayer. Well, I want the ultimate power of prayer. If I have found favor in thy sight, if it please the king, thy will be done. You're sitting on a gold mine. You really are. Thy will be done. I would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you and thank you and thank you. Lord, what a monumental time that again that you would have such care for us. Lord, help us to be attentive to your word. Help us to, again, not be distracted in this calling, Lord. There is a high calling, and it is about us. It is among us. But most importantly, God, we have heard this, but let it work in us. Help us to rise up, Lord God. As you said, arise. We're feasting upon you. It's time that we arise. Lord, accept this power. Lord, to quit like men and to grow up in you and be the sons of God that you have called us to be. Lord, that's power. I know that the enemy is fighting so many of us in this meeting today. We are caught up in foolishness. We are caught up in distraction. We are caught up and so many things that are robbing us from the very glory that you want to bestow upon us. Help us to get a vision of the place, Lord, where we stand, not just hand in hand, but arm in arm. Lord God, face to face. Lord, it's a wedding day that needs to be our vision. That, Lord, we're going to look eye to eye. God, that when I see you, I'm going to be like you, and I want to see you in the full beauty and glory of the mature Son of God. Lord, what an offering. Help us to be a people that would apprehend that. Oh, yes, that apprehends us today. We thank you for it. Thank you for your great love. In Jesus' name, amen.